Hello, I'm Giulia Rusconi, Head of Credit Research in EMEA. Today, Wednesday, March the 27th, REORC team of experts recorded a special podcast on French telecommunications and media group Altice France, which is available on REORC website or by clicking on the link attached to this podcast. Altice France has one of the largest and most liquid capital structures in Europe. As of this month, Altice has a total of 24 billion of debt, with 1.2 billion maturing in 2025 across loans and bonds in euro and dollars. The debt was very volatile last year after investors' trust was shaken following the news of a fraud investigation at Altice Portugal, one of the subsidiaries of Altice International. To reassure the market, the group's controlling shareholder, Patrick Drahi, made his appearance in the August earnings call, revealing a deleveraging plan to achieve a net leverage target of 4.5 times in the medium term. Fast forward a few months, there was a clear change in tone which triggered a rapid bond sellout and prompted creditors to organize. In this podcast, senior covenant expert Temitope Adesanya will explain how assets drop down are permitted under the terms of the bonds and the implication for creditors. Managing editor Robert Schack will summarize the market reaction after last week's earnings call and the group of creditors that have formed so far. Credit analyst Nikhil Varsany will walk us through his view on Altice 2024 management guidance and possible valuations for the group and for some of the assets that could be put up for sale. And finally, Sean Qureshi, legal director, will delve into the French restructuring regime and French director duties and the key lessons learned from other restructuring cases that we have followed in France.